You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. It's your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Wednesday to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. And I pray you'd study along with me here today. And we are in the book of 1 Timothy. It's a shocking portion of Scripture where we're going to end up today and tomorrow. Looking at a prophecy the Holy Spirit gave through the Apostle Paul. As Paul says, the Spirit explicitly says that in the latter times, that is near the end of the age, in the latter times, many will fall away from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Then the Holy Spirit goes on to say that they're going to have their minds seared with their conscience seared with a hot iron. And then the shocking part of this text is what these people are going to command you to do. It's shocking. This is what we're looking at here today. They don't command you to commit adultery. They don't command you to blaspheme God. They don't command you to walk away. They don't tell you to go ahead and sin and do whatever you like. It doesn't matter. That's where we're at here today. Shocking. Look, I keep saying that word because it is shocking to me. And that's where we're going to get to here today. This is the third part of this message, which will wrap up tomorrow. If you'd like a copy of this, send me an email, paul@wmiefm.com. I'll email you the link. Our Facebook page is WGOD Radio. You'll find it on there. This is called Deceiving Spirits and Doctrines of Demons. Let's go to the next part now of this message.
You know, if this describes you, if you are a liar, that is the adjective. Now, there's a difference between a noun and an adjective. To tell a lie is a noun. Everyone has done that, except Jesus. A liar is an adjective, like being drunk or a drunkard, or being swindled or a swindler. When this describes you, this is what he's talking about. A liar, when this describes you, that's what he's talking about. And if this describes you, God wants to help you today. You don't have to leave this church today or turn off this radio program. Don't shut this radio program off if I've called you a liar, because God wants to help you today. You don't have to remain one. Only He can help you. And He wants to help you. He can change you from the inside. As a matter of fact, He already has. Isn't that right? He's already, this is the great scam. God's already changed you. It says in John 8:32, it says this. It says, and they will know the truth, and the truth will set them free. God's already changed you. You don't have to serve, be a slave of sin anymore. Satan's deceived you into that. You don't have to remain a liar. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. God will give you the strength for you to change that. You just got to turn and repent of it. Like if you're driving your car, you leave it right where it is, and you turn around and make a U-turn and start going in the other direction. Leave your sin behind. It's the only thing God promises he'll have amnesia with. The only thing God forgets is your sins. When you repent of them and leave them behind. You see, my Jesus didn't die for nothing. He paid a terrible price. His blood is a serious thing. Because there's great power in the blood. It's powerful enough to obliterate your sins. To have a holy God remember them no more. Even you can be forgiven of what you've done. You turn and repent of it and go the other way. Satan does not want you to know that. You don't have to remain what you are. Okay, what's point number two about these deceivers? They are hypocrites. That is, they don't practice what they preach. To condemn or speak against something while you secretly do the very same thing is a hypocrite. In Greek, also, a hypocrite is a play actor. Now, Jesus said this, "Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his master appointed over his household to give them their food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. Assuredly, I say to you, he will make him ruler over all of his possessions. But if that evil servant should say in his heart, 'My master is delaying to come,' the master of that house will come on a day he does not expect and an hour he does not know, and he will cut him in two and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites." What an odd place to put that. Appoint him his share with the hypocrites, and there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. You see, in this instance, a hypocrite is someone who says that they are a Christian, but are not. Ultimately, that one will cost you your soul. Maybe you can say you're a plumber and you're not. You can say you're a scientist and are not. You can say you're a doctor and are not. But if you say you are a Christian and you're not. So Jesus said, you will know them by their fruit. Again, do you love what God loves? Do you hate what God hates? You will know them by their fruits. Are you living a changed life? Okay, that's number two. Again, number one, they're liars. Number two, they're hypocrites. Number three, their consciences are seared with a hot iron. Have you ever met someone who could never admit that he's wrong? Or never say, "I'm sorry"? Or worse than that, never repent of sin? Your conscience is what God uses to convict you of sin, church. Your conscience, God's given it to you as a gift. Keep it clean. God's giving you your conscience for a gift. God uses it to convict you when you're wrong. If your conscience is seared, sort of like burning your skin. You know, when you burn your skin, then you can't feel anything anymore. Or the day I stuck my thumb in my dad's cigarette lighter. Oh! Man, I couldn't feel anything. Or if you got a callus on your foot from walking barefoot for too long. Or if your foot falls asleep and then you do something to it, you don't feel it. Having your conscience seared with a hot iron is just like that. Then you go on sinning and sinning and sinning and sinning, and you just don't care anymore because you're not convicted of sin, because your conscience is what God uses to tell you, you're wrong. Make it right. He doesn't use your elbow or your nose. He uses your conscience. Imagine if you use your elbow. I think everyone's got the stuff on there anyway, too. Right? All that dead skin on your elbow. If your conscience is seared and you're teaching something that's wrong or doing something that's wrong and you're not convicted by the Holy Spirit for it, no conscience, no repentance, no remorse, ultimately no forgiveness. How can you be forgiven if you don't repent of something? And by the way, repentance is a gift from God. You can't just go, oh, my bad. That's not repentance. It's a gift. The ability, the old church used to pray for tears of repentance because it's a gift from God. You can't just say, I'm sorry. There's no fire insurance. You can't go to God on judgment day and go, oh, my bad. I didn't mean to do that. That's confessing something with your mouth that you don't believe in your heart. I mean, if you can't trick your mother with it, how do you think you're going to get past God with it? Number four. Now this list is going to get downright scary. Number four. They forbid to marry. They forbid to marry. All right. When we look at numbers four and five together, we see the deceivers at the end of the age are legalists. Not zombies. Legalists. They're legalists. Look at this brilliant deception. Okay, so then, what's number five in this list of end times deceivers who fall away from the faith? Will they tell you, take thine ease and relax? Will they tell you, live however you like? Will they tell you, sin without any consequences? Will they say it's okay to marry your cat like they do in England? Will they tell you eat, drink, and be merry? No. Number five is this. They won't allow you to eat pork. They won't allow you to eat pork. Or certain foods. Verse 2. Forbidding to marry and suggesting to abstain. No, commanding, it says. You see that? Forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods, which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. Now, I don't quite understand. Perhaps some person or people are going to deceive people with the false notion that by abstaining from these things, marriage and eating pork, that they're going to feel closer to God.
We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.